better than good. We as Christians
certainly
are doing better than good. I had the opportunity to spend a few days at Jacksonville with 350 leaders from all over the state, high school, middle school, student council leaders. And I'd been there in a while, back to my student counseling days at Fairmont State, even Boys State. And I'll tell you what, I've done lots of trips. And I've done lots of overnights. And I've spent lots of nights up and laughing and carrying on with kids and doing all that. But something was wrong. Something was wrong at the student council fall convention, because I had this whole cap. Who we had? We had West Fairmont on the other side. We had Lincoln Middle. And downstairs, we had Winter Hassett Middle School and Hamilton Middle School. And all I said was, don't make me come back down here. That's all I said. I'm telling you why. Lights out at midnight. I turn the lights on. I'm ready. I'm ready for them, right? I think, man, what's happening in here? Everybody's asleep. What's wrong with these people? And so I got up and went downstairs, thinking, everybody is asleep. And I actually slept more there than I did at home. Is that weird? And I'm thinking, oh my gosh, this is awesome. Are they going to get up? And everybody got up. And I really enjoyed my time. We have awesome students from Lincoln Middle School and Lincoln High School. The high school won several student council awards with advisors. The principal was named Student Council Principal of the Year. Awesome. And I enjoyed my time. And the 14 that were with us, 7 of them are a part of our youth group. So I was very blessed. But the speaker they brought in from California, I talked to him. He's a Christian. And you could tell if you were paying attention to his messages. He didn't come out and say it, but if you were a Christian. And that's what he talked about, was being better than good. And how, as leaders, we need to have that positive attitude. But I take that this morning, that as Christians, we're better than good. We're just awesome, right? Because Jesus died for us. You know, and we think about, this guy gave several messages, and this morning, better than good. Think about it. And all week long, people asking us at school, and we say better than good. Some people don't, oh, really? We're doing, oh, what does that mean? We're doing better than good. Better than most, right? Because God sent his son for all people. But if you believe that this morning, you're living for him, a better than good life, because God has a plan for you, right? And he talked about this guy from California, also talked about how people won't necessarily do what you tell them to do, but they'll do what you do. And think about that. We've been reading and studying in God's Word. Hey, Xavier, could you be my father? Awesome. We've been reading as we study God's Word. And we've been studying in Luke and Bible study about all these things that Jesus was doing. Like, all these things that he was doing. And Jesus really didn't say a whole lot, did he? I mean, someone tells you to do something, you're trying to be a leader, and you're telling people to do what they want to see you do that. As Christians, thank you, buddy. We had a good time. Hey, Xavier, we won't tell them about that sweet tea that Vinny DeMarco went and got me. Now, they only had chicken once. And these nice kids sent all the french fries my way. You know how Jackson's Mill, if you eat all the things, you know, all the fries came my way. Thanks for taking care of it. But Vinny snuck out. He's an advisor. He went and got me a sweet tea. I'm sitting there in the cabin, and it took forever. And he said, hey, where did you get that sweet tea? I was wondering. And everyone wondered where I got that sweet tea. But I don't know what. I mean, it was sweet tea from McDonald's. I was just, they had to tell me lights were out. You know what I mean? And I was just really, we were having a good night. And I don't know, something happened because I had these socks on. And that floor is really slick. And I ended up and slid under Xavier's bed. I'm okay. I did not injure the mesh. But I'm thinking, what's happening? What's in that tea? And Vinny was accused of the tea. But we all went to bed at midnight. And we got up at 7. It was awesome. Do what people do. Listen to what people say. And so think about that. As Christians, Jesus was trying to get these people to do what he was doing, right? Especially the disciples, to do what he was doing, to follow his example. And then he left. He said, I'm going to leave, and this healing should continue. This ministry should continue. And I don't believe that Jesus said a whole lot. As leaders today, we tell people what to do, but they want to see you doing that. As Christians today, as leaders of the church, as Christians, we are leaders. Instead of telling people to go to church, Instead of telling people to love their neighbor, instead of telling people to love each other, we need to do that. And they need to see that. And I believe that's what Jesus was trying to do. He was trying to get people to do what he was doing, which was to do what? Love and show compassion. I shared that last Sunday going into communion about how Jesus was compassionate. He cried. And he went right to the cross because of that compassion and love for us. And that's what we are called to do. To do what God's word says and do what Jesus did, because we're better than that. God has a plan for us this morning. And so in scripture today, there's two scriptures I want us to look at. You know, on Friday, I had the awesome opportunity to go and be a part of Joey's adoption. And I answered all the questions, did what I was supposed to do, but it became a Shinston High School, Kevin, one of the twins, reunion, because Judge Matish was the judge. And I'm thinking, okay, is this adoption happening? He was just I remember your brother Ryan. No, I remember you twins when you were born. I'm like, oh, here we go. One of the news and twins stories. Okay, this is about Joey. I was just real thankful to be a part of that. And then I came here, and then I went to the Baptist convention at AB. And I got here in time for the worship. And man, in the chapel at AB, wow, the acoustics there, Twala. Oh my gosh, in that chapel, it was just... they were singing all the old hymns, and it was just resonating, and it just really filled my heart. And the pastor there was talking about kingdom, and that's what I wanted to share with you this morning about kingdom. You know, when we say the Lord's Prayer, we do that once a month, don't we? We do that before or at the end of communion. And in the Lord's Prayer, it says, you know, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. What's that mean? Thy kingdom come. And that says, for thine is the kingdom. What does that mean? And so this morning, looking at scripture, we're going to look at Luke chapter 17. See, when we say prayers and when we do things, why are we doing those things? We should know what we're doing. And you know, at school this week, the principal said, thank the cook. It's National School Lunch Week. Make a card for the cook. So in the library, being a librarian that I am now, we researched National School Hot Lunch Week, and when John F. Kennedy started School Hot Lunch Week, and I told these guys, you should know what you're celebrating. You should know what, I mean, if you're proclaiming something and reading something, you should know what you're saying. And so in the Lord's Prayer, it says, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, for thine is the kingdom. And in Luke chapter 17, verse 20, it says, once having been asked by the Pharisees when the kingdom of God would come, Jesus replied, the kingdom of God does not come with your careful observation. You know, when we pray that, you know, we're doing God's work here on earth. You know, we pray for our offering to be used here on earth. Nor will people say, here it is, or there it is, because the kingdom of God is within you. Think about it. We talk about the kingdom of God. Yeah, we want to, and, you know, we want to do God's will. The kingdom coming, when Jesus is going to come. His kingdom will come when Jesus comes back, or we'll go be in the kingdom when we make it to heaven, right? When we all get to heaven, just as we just sung about this morning, that's the kingdom that we're looking forward to. That's the kingdom we want to get to. But what about the kingdom now? What about the kingdom now here on this earth that people need to know and see? We talk about our life's better than good because we're Christians and we know Jesus, and we're to be doing what Jesus told us to do by reading his word and do what Jesus did. Well, we're talking about the kingdom now. So people were talking about this. They had questions about this kingdom of God they're talking about. God sent Jesus to kind of and help them understand what this kingdom was all about. Jesus was here, but he's going to come back, right? We believe that. This the kingdom of God. And then he said to his disciples, the time is coming when you long to see one of the days of the Son of Man, but you will not see it. So again, it's just, this was a question that was asked by the Pharisees. And what's Jesus do? He turns this into a very teachable moment. And as it says there in verse 20 and 22, it says, then he said to his disciples, the time is coming. Right? It's coming. Just as we read, thy kingdom come, for thy is the kingdom and the power, right? When we say that prayer, it's coming, But what about right now? The kingdom right now. And he says this to his disciples. And then he says, people are going to say this. People are going to say that. The men will tell you, there he is, or here he is. Do not go running after him. Because there's all these false prophets, and there's all these people that will claim to know what they're doing, right? So this question comes about the coming of the kingdom of God. Well, Jesus is there right now, and he says, I'm going to go, and I'm going to come back. And we're going to go be in the kingdom of God when it's your time, right? And God called you home. He's trying to have this teachable moment, help them understand because they have this question. And people are going to be, oh, there he is. Oh, there's the kingdom of God. But Jesus was right there, the kingdom of God. God sent them to save the world, but to do what? To show compassion and love and to show kingdom at that point in time when he was sent here. So he's telling them, just be careful because it's me. I'll be coming back, right? For the Son of Man in his day will be like the lightning which flashes and lights up the sky from one end to the other, talking about when Jesus will come again. But first, he must suffer many things and be rejected by this generation. So Jesus is having this teachable moment. He said, you asked me about the kingdom of God, and God sent me. I'm a part of the kingdom. I'm it. I'm here. Okay? And I'm going to die. I'm going to suffer and die right here. I'm going to go and I'm going to come back. And we'll go up there to the kingdom of God in heaven to prepare a place for you, but I'll be back. That part of scripture says, don't let your hearts be troubled. I'm going to go and prepare a place for you, but I'll be back. The kingdom will, I'll be back. Jesus will be back. But first, he must suffer many things. And as we think about that this morning, we know that Jesus suffered many things on our behalf. And we talk about this kingdom that we're praying, that this kingdom would come. For thine is the kingdom, right? And the glory and the power forever. But what about kingdom now? We think about, at the Baptist Convention, they talk about doing Christ's work together, doing kingdom work together. And the pastor from South Parkersburg who was giving this message was talking about things that they were doing in Parkersburg, kingdom work. We're doing all that kingdom work here in Shinsen. When I think about families that are fostering and adopting, that's kingdom work. That's kingdom work. When I think about the snack pack ministry that we're doing now, and thank you to the Jennifer and Mark Cochran for leading that ministry now, that's kingdom work. Feeding kids. Kids are hungry. They're starving. And honestly, on Wednesdays, when we have pizza here, we have kids that come here off the street. That's kingdom work. This lighthouse, I believe, is kingdom work. And all those years that the church was praying for, that this might, this kingdom work. And Wednesdays, we have hungry kids that come here, can't get enough, I guess. Right? Those of you that are here, thank God we're doing that kingdom work. The deacon fund that I continue to talk about, that's kingdom work. Had someone come and talk to me the other day. It's had this horrible addiction and caused her to make horrible decisions. Grew up in this church. Big part of the youth group, she's made horrible decisions. Thankful for what this church has done for her. And I said, well, we're trying to do kingdom work here. What you need to do is get back to church. We all need to do that, right? Kingdom work, trying to reach out to people. People have addictions and people have these problems. But our part of kingdom work here now is to help them realize that God loves them no matter what. All these ministries that we're doing here in the church, shoeboxes, that's kingdom work. So what are we doing right now? And you know, I don't know. I've been to the Baptist Convention, ever since I've become the pastor here. And I looked for the chapel to be full. It wasn't full, was it? There was a lot of people seem to be missing. I don't know what that means. There are churches that are leaving the convention and leaving the association. Not sure what that means either. But for us, the Baptist Church in Shinsen, we're going to continue doing this. Kingdom work it talks about. Yeah. Talk about the kingdom, right? The kingdom of God. We want to be there someday. We want to be with Jesus. We want to be where God's prepared a place. We want to accept that. But right now, we're not there. Kingdom work. Think of the 87 years of kingdom work that Lucille Willis did here. You remember Marketplace AD? Oh, man, that vacation Bible school up in my dad's field. We were all dressed back in the day and in tribes. Lucille Willis did that. And until the day she left, still getting parts of that, because she stated everything that she did. And she was always prepared. And gosh, I love going to visit Lucille, but man, we come out of her with a box of stuff. A box of stuff. And yeah, right? Kingdom work. So your journey here on this earth, you're doing kingdom work. You're here now, you're doing kingdom work, right? For the glory of God, for the kingdom of God. Took the cross country team to, where'd we go? Where was that? Preston County. You been to Preston County lately? On Thursday, we were unprepared. I should have known this. We get up there, it's like 2 degrees, the wind's blowing. We pull in, and here comes the canopy coming right at us. And if you've ever been involved in track, you know, so we pull in, and here comes this canopy at us. And so we get out and go running after this canopy for this team, because we already decided we're putting our canopy up. And it comes blowing away. And one of the kids says, whose canopy is this? I said, it doesn't really matter. Go get it. Go get it. And so we got it and brought it back, and I said, oh, it's Liberty. It's Liberty's canopy. You know, we love Liberty. So we did, the coach says, oh, you should just let it go. You know what a canopy looks like? It has all these poles and stuff. And think, no, we just kind of, like, saved everybody. And on our way there, we had to stop and get gas. This happens to me all the time. I'm sure it happens to me. I don't know. I think people just know that I like helping. So we're trying not to be late. I get gas, and I realize I should have already gotten gas. My dad tells me that all the time, but I didn't have time to get gas. So we're out of school. We're on our way. We had to stop and get gas. And I'm getting in. Here comes some guy. Hey, buddy. And had this big story. And these high school kids that I have, I saw them. They're like, they didn't have any money. I just bought them a drink. But they're doing this, like trying to find money. I'm thinking, oh my gosh, you guys don't do that. And so he told me his whole story and everything. And he said, so pray for me. And I said, well, we will. We'll pray for you right now. I need some gas. You know, so I said, we'll pray for you. Okay, we'll do that right now. But he didn't want to pray for it. He needs some money. I said, I'll tell you what. You best pray with me, and I'll give you some money. So we prayed with, oh, God bless you. And I gave him some money. So all these kids on the cross country who have no money, had to buy their dinner later, were like, hey, we should pay you back. Because we want to help too. I said, no, that's enough. We gave him enough. And so when this guy was talking about kingdom work at AB, I mean, that's a part of kingdom work. Now, that guy was ripping people off. He may be. I was meeting him. I was doing kingdom work. When people come to you with the need, you're supposed to do that. Kingdom work. So my message to you this morning is we're waiting for the coming of the kingdom of God. We're waiting to get to the kingdom of God, right? But what about now? What about the kingdom right now? As the church, we're to be encouraging people to come to church and come to Bible study and be involved in prayer and be involved in all the ministries. But our ministry, again, as I continue to say to you, is each and every day when you leave here, your ministries continue. You just come back on Sundays, get pepped up, get pumped up, right? And you go out and you continue your kingdom work. We're doing kingdom work as a church, but we all should be doing kingdom work. What is your kingdom? Being a part of what God's doing here, but what God's calling you to do every day, showing compassion, as we talked about last week, loving people, helping people. And some people just don't even need money, they just need prayer. You know what I mean? We say, oh, I can't. We can't. Just pray with them and encourage them and be with them, right? So I close with this scripture this morning, Matthew 6. Seek ye first. I remember this verse. Back in the day when I was doing youth, and I attempted to have a youth choir. And I remember singing this song, Seek ye first the kingdom of God. And we made it into a round. Craig Baker was the lead singer. I remember that. Nikki, I think, was part of that too. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. Seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added to you. Remember that song? It's a round. Seek ye first. We don't have to sing that, Father. But seek ye first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you or to given to you as well. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. Amen to that, right? Each day has enough trouble of its own. Why worry about it? Because you can't control it anyway. Right? Tomorrow will worry about itself. Don't worry about tomorrow. But if you're seeking first His kingdom and His righteousness, what is there to worry about? His kingdom now, right? We're seeking God's kingdom. We want to be with Him. But what are you doing right now? If we're seeking God's kingdom and we want to be a part of that, we're here trying to grow in our faith, God said we'll give you everything you need. All these things will be added unto you. Seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added unto you. I think about that verse. And I think about when I first sought the kingdom of God when I was in the ninth grade, grew up in this church, gave my heart to Jesus, went through that class at River James, remember that, and gave my heart to Jesus. I was seeking the kingdom of God, and think about it, and His righteousness, trying to do the right thing, even in high school, right? And all these things since that day, when I first saw the kingdom of God, that God's added to my life. What an awesome family I have. I grew up in a family, in a church family, and grew up in Lucille Willis. I mean, that's a legend, right? Gosh, seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all these things will be added unto you. I don't believe Jesus believe Jesus knew that people want to listen to Him. But more importantly, Jesus wanted people to do what He did, especially when He left. He wanted to leave His mark. He came as the kingdom of God and said He'll be back. And all of us are seeking the kingdom and His righteousness. Does that say anything in there about being perfect? No, it does not. Because we're going to mess up, we're make bad choices. God loves us anyway, no matter what. Seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added unto you. Life as Christians and seeking the kingdom is better than death. And we're going to try our best to do kingdom work while we're here. Seek ye first, and all these things shall be added. No worries. God, we thank you this morning for your word that teaches us not to worry. For your word that teaches us to seek you first in all things, and everything will be okay. We don't know what's happening this week. We know what we're supposed to be tomorrow. We know what we're supposed to do on Thursday. We got a plan. We pencil it all in. But God, may we all, not just us here today, but every Christian all over the world, would seek you first. And knowing, God, if we seek you first and your righteousness, which is in doing the right thing, God, you'll take care of us. No worries. We thank you for that this morning. We shouldn't mope around or walk around with our heads down and people ask us how we're doing. No, people ask how I'm doing better than good because Jesus is alive and I'm doing kingdom work today. God, may that be our attitude today and every day. Working for the kingdom right now. His kingdom come, thy will be done. God, we know it will. God, I pray now if there's anybody in this place that's never surrendered their heart to you, never given their life to you, today they would do it and start their kingdom work right here on this earth. And God, if we've fallen away from the church and our faith, that happens. You still love, we still love. God, that whatever decisions need to be made today, maybe to join the church or start a ministry. Maybe you've laid some kingdom work on our hearts and we're not doing it. We just need prayer. We need the church to pray for us because and things are changing and we're trying not to worry. God, whatever we need to do this morning, I pray that we would do it. God, we love you. Thank you for loving us first. Your kingdom come. May your will be done.